izandla zidlula ikhanda ngibonga abadala ngokungibonisa into mehle kangaka ithe mayifike ekhaya kwajabula umama wathi mntanami ukhethe kahle awubheke ubuhle bayo ngathi unodoli namehla yamancane ngathi ayiboni noma ikhuluma nami yona izothi ayi lo mntwana usiphethe kahle.
African Idol's finalist for season 16, Lungisani Mteto, aka Mr. Music. Welcome.
Excuse me, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Yo, I'm great. I'm great. Thank you for hosting me.
It's a pleasure. First of all, Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you so much. And very, very big halala for making it that far on such a tough competition.
Yeah, it's been tough. Like, I don't know what to say, but God has been, like, you know, so good to me. That was a really battle. It was very hard, but, you know, I survived, you know.
So, yes. Yeah, we're here. Mm-hmm. And how are you doing during this lockdown and pandemic?
What I can say is it's difficult. Yes, it is difficult because this pandemic has stopped everything, especially, you know, in the home. And as a musician, you need to be busy, you need to be booked, you know, you need to, you know, just create some good music. But then all that is not happening as we want it to happen. But it's a matter of staying active, you know, to your people, because being quiet, that's gonna make your people to forget about you. So it's rather be active on media. So what I can say is I'm busy active on media, you know, asking my song, asking people to do videos on my song until, you know, music video comes, until I record, you know, all that. But then nothing much. What I can say is I'm busy, you know, with media, you know,
true.
Media activity.
True.
Yeah.
So before we kick this off, do you want to tell us who's Mr. Music? How old are you? What are you all about?
Well, what a good question. I love that one. My real name is Lungisani and my surname is Mtetwa. Just a young boy who's from KZN, Richards Bay.
Mm.
That's where I'm from. I am aged 22 years. A musician from Idols Season 60 finalist.
Yes. So yeah. Who or what would you say inspired your journey in music?
Truthfully, I had a role model, you know, this guy, been on Idols, and he became the second also. It was Tamsang Shobet, the late Tamsang
Shobet.
On season 12. That guy inspired me. I don't want to lie. He's the guy who said, man, just stand up and go and audition. You have a voice, man. Just do this. You know, me observing a lot from him, you know, after acting, you know, following him. Everywhere he goes, when he gets the gigs to different places, or just go and just listen how he performs, all that. So I was like, okay, let me do this. I mean, I will look upon this guy. So everything's fine. I decided to go and, you know, audition. And well, I made it. Lucky. And, you know, it's like, I don't know if it's going to be like a lucky or what, but we both became second. So, you know, like a role model.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
And growing up, did you always want to be a musician, or was there a time where you thought you'd be doing something completely different in your life?
Well, you know, I don't want to lie. God would witness this. It has been a dream to me. This thing of music. I think I was born with it. You know, I loved the music when I was young.
Yeah.
I loved music a lot, in the way that I attended church services and school. You know, when you go at church, you see the choir of people singing there, you fall in love. If you love this, you see a keyboard, you start, you
praise
know,
and
want
worship.
To learn. That's, you know, praise and worship, all those stuffs, man. So I was like, okay, let me join this. And the love of music in me started to grow. So this music thing, that's why I am Mr. Music.
Yes, like your name says, Mr. Music.
Yes.
So let's talk about your single, Ikhethe Kahle. Do you want to tell me about it? How did that come about? I mean, I love the song. I must say, I love it so much.
Well, you know, man, the reason why I decided to write about I decided to choose that title. It's all because, you know, it's very, very important to celebrate your partner. One of the things that people don't realize, it's like very important to their lives as well. Because there are people who are now in love for about years, you know.
For a very long time.
It's for a very long time. But to only find out that they've been helping one another. One might have faced a problem, or, you know, struggling, or, you know, battles, or they helped one another. It's very important to say, I didn't regret myself by choosing you, because if you were not here, we're not for you.
I
would have made it. So I did not regret myself for choosing you. I mean, it came back by choosing you. So it's very important to celebrate, you know, a relationship. So that was one of the reasons why I decided to choose a title that says Ikhethe Kahle.
No, it's a triangle now, Ikhethe Kahle.
What a punchline.
Yeah. So what's the most important thing that you learned from being on Idol from day one up until the last day?
Time management, number one. Time management. I was the first person to audition, the first person on the line. That on its own, it tells that time management is very important. Because also, my being number one also contributed, you know, because judges were too fresh in their ears to hear a voice. And then they got to hear mine first, you know. So time management is very important. Number two, believe in yourself. you know, believing in yourself.
Yes.
Believing in yourself is something very important, you know. And number three, what I can say is, be yourself. Do not repeat someone else. Be Mr. Music.
True.
So that's the thing that I've learned while I was in a competition, that you need to be yourself. You need to be Mr. Music. Don't be John Legend. Don't be Beyonce. Just be Mr. Music. Mm. Be yourself.
There's only one Mr. Music, and only you know how to do Mr. Music.
Absolutely. Mm. So those are things that, you know, I just like took note of while I was in the competition.
Yeah. And who are some of your musical influences or musicians that have continued to inspire your music and your journey? And who would you love, like absolutely love to work with in the future?
Well, let me start overseas. I have John Legend overseas that inspires me right now. And then in South Africa, I have these two boys that I love, you know, Black Diamond. Those boys,
yes.
You know, they inspire me a lot.
Yes.
You know, their stuff, their music complements my voice. They just do what I want to do. They do what I like, you know. So those two boys, man, they play a very big role in my life, trust me.
And I'm guessing you'd love to work with them too in the future.
Absolutely. And I'm planning, you know, I want that bad so badly.
Keep praying, it's going to happen. Keep praying,
it's going to happen.
So what advice do you have for a young person who's listening to this, or even an old person who wants to push their dream in the music industry?
God is alive. God has made us with everything.
Amen.
If only we believe that it's there. So if you truly value something, you stand up and expect to jump like a toast in the morning to grab what is yours.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's number one. Do yourself. Go face your life. Everything is possible if you put your mind and your eyes on. So as for me, I truly believe that everyone has their way, you know, to walk, to go.
Yes.
So stand up. Stand up, go path, do something that day. And trust me, if that something is not happening that day, here is this message for you. It says every day is a second chance.
Mm.
So keep trying, keep pushing until something happens.
True. Very powerful. So what can we expect from Mr. Music in the year of 2021?
Sazobalit.
Yes.
What I can say, it's going to be lit, man.
No, we're looking forward.
Yeah, guys, good stuff. Good music is coming. You know, the vibe, you know, everything is coming. You know. So it's going to be lit. Trust me, Mr. Music is still going to release good music. As I mentioned, I'd love to work with Black Diamonds, you know, people like that, big people, you know, people that, you know, produces the stuff. So, Kuzobalit, guys.
Kuzobalit. No, Slindile, we're waiting, we're watching the space.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate having you on the show. I wish you all the best in everything that you're going to do. We're looking forward to what you have to offer.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. May God bless you. Thank you for hosting me as well. I'd love to say thank you to all my fans who are listening, and everybody, elders, children, and the youth. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Music. Take care.
Vuma, vuma, si ve mi nie. sonikuthando lungapheliyo sandwa senhliziyo yami ngifuna wena wedwa wedwa sonikuthando uthando lungapheli thando
Today, we are joined by the South African Idol Season 16 finalist, Brandon Lulu. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm awesome, thanks. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. First of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. How's everything?
Everything is good, thanks. So, yeah. First of all, congratulations on making it that far in such a tough competition.
You know, crazy.
Yeah, no, I can imagine how that feels. So, where does this interview find you? What are you up to? Tell us a bit about Brandon. What's Brandon all about? And yeah.
Okay, my name is Brandon. Brandon Dudu. I'm 23 years old. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Barberton, Mpumalanga, and growing up, I was surrounded by music, you know, and that really, really contributed and helped me and made me the person that I am today. So, yeah.
Great stuff. How are you coping with the lockdown?
It's crazy, you know, we can't really like go out and like enjoy, you know, so we always indoors and everything is virtual now, you know, people on their phones, you know, and it's crazy, you know, and especially for artists, you know, we can't really go out and perform and, you know, make money, so it's kind of stressing.
Yeah, it's very limiting.
Yeah.
So, who or what would you say inspired your journey in the music industry?
To be honest, I don't have, like, I listen to everything. I listen to all different, like, different types of genres of music. I listen to everything. It could be gospel, reggae. So, I guess I was inspired by, you know, a lot of things and just life in general. So, yeah.
So growing up, did you always want to be a musician? Was this always your dream? Was there ever a time where you thought of yourself doing something completely different?
To be honest, I never wanted to be a singer or a musician or whatever.
Yeah.
I remember growing up, I wanted to be a pilot, right? And I was like excited about it. You know what? I'm gonna be a pilot. I'm gonna pass at school. I'm gonna get 7s. I'm gonna ace everything, you know. And then I got to high school, and then maths and physics was like, it's not working out, fam. You know, it's not working out.
Yeah.
And then when I moved to Witbank in 2014, I got introduced to studios, producers, and, you know, just the people who jam and do all this kind of stuff, like art and everything. And then I was like, and they told me, Brandon, dude, you can sing, bro, why don't you try out? And you know, and then they would call me to record like choruses for them, and you know. And then I started liking music there, and I started taking it seriously when I was in grade 10. So, yeah.
And so now let's talk about your single, Uhambe. I mean, what was the inspiration behind it, and how did that all come together?
I remember Uhrotman Oskido sent me the beat. He was like, hey, Brandon, how are you feeling this, man? You know, at first I was like, okay, I don't know. Let's try. Because I'm a diverse person, you know, I like experimenting and all that. So I'm like, all right, let's try, let's see, you know. And then when I got to the studio, there was this guy called Musicholic. Musicholic wrote the song, some part of the song.
Yeah.
And then when I got there, I just recorded. You know, and then I started falling in love with it. I'm like, hey, this is nice. This is a vibe, you know. And then they gave me a chance to like write on it, write on the song, which was really cool, you know. But I never really met Duncan because I think we recorded it different times, something like that. Yeah, so it would really have been dope to meet him, you know, because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really, really happy with the product. Uhambe, people are loving it, you know.
No, we love it.
Trust you know, you know, and playing on Metro FM, which is huge. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
So, how is your music making process? Do you first come up with the lyrics, or do you first want to listen to the music and then write from that?
I get inspired by a lot of things. You know, I would see, or I would watch a movie. You know, or especially this series. You know, Abu. You know, Vikings, you know, this other Jay, you know, I get inspired by a lot of things. I don't have a certain look when I write music. Everything just kind of happens on its own. And yeah, I just write about everything. I could write about a couple that I saw on whatever, you know, dealing with stuff. I could write about my friends' problems, you know, and I just write about everything.
Yeah. How was your journey on Idols? What's the most important thing that you learned from being on the show?
My journey on Idols, well, was blessed. So it was not my first time, you know, because I auditioned like 3 times, you know. So it was the previous years, it was just, yeah, let me try out, man. I want to be on TV, you know. So.
But and this time around, you were hungry for it.
I was hungry for it. And I think I was ready, you know? I was ready.
Yeah.
Because the previous years, I was just... I don't know what happened, man. I really don't know. But then this season, I was just like, you know what? I'm giving it my all. You know what?
Yeah.
This is my last try. So I gotta end with a bang, you know? And, and then, and it worked out. It worked out.
But I guess for you, then third time was the charm.
You know, it was.
And what's the most important thing that you learned from the whole process of being in the show?
What I learned the most, you know, because I was working with professionals there. And, you know, I got to... I learned, you know, in this music industry, you need to be on time. First of all, and you need to respect the people that you work with. You know, as an artist, I feel like those are the two most important, and you know, going far and yeah, you know, being on time and respecting the people that you work with.
Yeah. You obviously been creating, or you've been into music for quite a while now.
Yeah.
So what I want to know is, where did that pull into music come from, particularly when it comes to, you know, songwriting and coming up with lyrics and creating your own music?
Yes.
Where did that pull come from?
Because I people would tell me that I know how to sing. Like, so I remember back in primary, I used to imitate other artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a function at school, we would go and pick a song with my friends and go and perform that song. If it was a Drake song, a Soil song. So I started imitating people, and then as I grew, and then I learned myself, and then, you know,
you
I
found your own voice.
You know, yeah, this is Brendan. So yeah.
Awesome stuff. So what are some of your musical influences or musicians that have continued to inspire you and your music? And who would you really love to absolutely collaborate with in the future?
This is a hard question. You know, I've been inspired by a lot. Because I listen to everything, like I said.
Like you said, yeah.
Yeah, like Gregory Porter, that's a jazz artist, you know what I'm saying? And you get Miguel, you know, because a lot of people be telling me, "Good people, they actually sound like him." I was like, okay. You know, and there's just a lot, man. You know, yeah, they're just not coming into my mind right now.
You're just
now,
going to let your talent carry you, and you collaborate with who you'll find in the future.
Yeah, I end at Gia. Some reason, I think she's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she's amazing. Like, oh, definitely. Yeah, oh, and Shasha. And Shasha as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good day.
So the sky is the limit for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How active are you on social media? And how would you say that played a part in your whole career coming together so far?
I've never been a social media person ever since. You know, being on the show, you know, getting recognized and then people following me, because I remember I had 150 followers and now I have like 76k, you know.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying?
The growth.
So I find myself doing a lot of things now that I never did back then. You know, stories and posting all the time, content, making sure that I stay relevant. I make sure that it's just, doing lives. I never did lives, you know, so now I do lives every now and then. So, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. So what advice do you have for some young person out there who's listening to this and thinking, I want to go down that path. I want to try for idols, or I also want to take my talent further.
Yeah. Well, talking about that, actually, the auditions for season 17 are around the corner. Online auditions. Yeah. If you want info, you can check my story. I did post it there. Or you can check the idols website. If you want to try idols, I would say go. Even if you're scared. I also auditioned shaking there in front of the judges. It was crazy. I remember, you know, the nerves. Mm. You know, and but we all try, and you know, we do our best. So I would advise anyone who can sing to go and try out and get that million. Yeah
you never know before you try.
You never know.
And what can we expect from Brendan in 2021?
Well, definitely more music. Hopefully we're gonna record a music video, I think, soon for my single. I definitely love that, you know. So yeah, more music, you know, because I was thinking also of going into acting, you know, so we'll see how that goes. But but definitely more music is coming.
Awesome stuff. We'll be watching the space, and we're looking forward to the content that you're going to put out.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time today. I wish you all the best in all your future endeavors.
Thank you so
much. And like I said, we'll be looking out for your content.
Are we?
Thank you so much, guys. I hope you enjoyed that catch-up session with the guys from South African Idols Season 16. That was Mr. Music and Brandon Lulu, and a tribute to the late Tami Shobede. I'm leaving you guys with Uhambe by Brandon Lulu. Enjoy, stay blessed from your bean with the biggest love. Oh, by the way, don't forget that I'm doing a Valentine's giveaway. Check my Instagram page at Late Night Sessions by Bean for more details. And get winning!
You were part of my life from back when we were kids. Ninga na wono cash for good keep. Beg a man to see happy, see I keep alike. You were part of my life. Sunday lang a kiss. I'll value cut where you ex say I cheat. Cause beg a man to see happy, see I keep alike. Focus, figure casts, let's go pass. I'll fang it top up with any shelling. LFA fights if we and kappa. Figures I may keep it all up. About Chelang, use the whole dick in a scoofy collab. Ninigi hamba, le banga, gikala, gilamba. Ninigi pala, lingwating up and do them twana. Ninigi dala, le number, go tipping a banjwa. Manja maung, bona mtuanu, sukala, le number. Then to say, kala, shizila, singa bantwana. Manja says, padala, moko, tona, ka islamba. No manga banja, nang soza, na giega, wahamba. Pati maomi, likoki, puza, nga makala.
You were part of my life, from back when we were kids. Nginga na wono, cash for good keep. Beg a man to see happy, see I'll keep alike. You were part of my life, Sunday lang a kiss. I'll value cut where you ex say I cheat. Cause beg a man to see happy, see I keep alike. When you light, what's if only while I on a number, Naxasa. So bona, bese sabona ne baba. Nyo kata, na kapa. Wanko mama, mengi bona nyatamba. Wakata, nyakala. Mafona, unganjelinge ex, no, no. Iasonda. He's been breathing through the wound. We're part of my life. From back when we were kids. Ninga na wono cash for good keep. Beg a man to see happy, see I keep alike. You were part of my life. Sunday lang a kiss. I'll value cut where you ex say I cheat. Cause beg a man to see happy, see I keep alike. Just hear me when I say I-